Turning our attention now to an issue which came before Killarney's Municipal District meeting yesterday morning. This was an issue to do with a number of motions that were put forward by Independent Councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan with regards to the numbers of refugees and asylum seekers now occupying tourism or hospitality beds in Killarney, the damage that he feels is being done. Several calls made for the Minister for Finance to intervene. And Councillor Callaghan is with me on the line. Good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Morning to your listeners.
Can you put forward about three motions in relation to this matter? What were you asking of the Minister, I suppose?
I suppose the first motion I had was basically writing to the relevant Minister looking for a plan in relation to the asylum seekers to Killarney and the support structures that are in place, as our town is struggling to cope with the influx in terms of GP services. And I just want a plan. Have they got a plan? Because at the moment, it seems like everything seems to be coming into Killarney. Like, you have to think, Killarney is a population of 10,363 in the census. We've over 3,200 people in at the moment. We, and before I go any further, we welcome everybody. Those people from Ukraine deserve to be helped. I understand all that. And I said this on the radio a couple of weeks ago. But expecting to put a mother and two children inside in a hotel room and leaving them there for months with no help, no services, nothing, is not fair on them. But it's also not fair on the services that we have. A breaking point here in Killarney at the moment. Our doctors, our schools, all the services that these people really badly need. And I just want to see, where's the plan for these people? Where's the plan for the people living in Killarney and the social fabric of our town? And that's a very important thing for me, because you're going to turn around and, I suppose, Killarney makes its money and it's a tourist town. Everybody knows that. We're a tourist town. We've the best town in the world, in my view, as I've always said. But where's the plan next April, when we need to get back to tourism? Because, for example, right now there's no spin power on the streets of Killarney. There's no spin power in a lot of the places in South Kerry during the summer that were taken over as well. And I understand they need to be taken over, but if you have a plan for the people you're bringing in, what about the plan for the people you're leaving behind? Because there's small little cafes here in Killarney, small bars, the taxi drivers who used to make a good living out of running from the holiday homes or the hotels on the edges of the town and bringing people in and out. That's all gone. Mm. That's all gone. The Jarvies who are synonymous with Killarney. There's no off the street trade anymore.
And is it not just down to the time of year?
No, it's winding down anyway.
This is a quieter time of year before Christmas and before the lull of January and February.
No, and it has. I suppose it's not.
You're saying it's worse than that.
It is worse than that, and it there's some places in South Kerry that had loads of people coming, and again I stress, they're welcome, and I stress the fact that I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I understand that we as a nation need to look after people, but I also understand we need to look after our own as well, in terms of how people are going to pay their bills. How's that small cafe going to survive that's living beside a big hotel that was doing a great trade every morning from guests of the hotel coming out and having their breakfast in that little cafe? That's all gone. That cafe didn't get one breakfast all summer. And what I'm saying to you is, there has to be a plan for those people as well. And where is the plan? And what about our GP services? Our doctors are overworked. Even before, during COVID, I don't know how the people in the medical health system do it every day. They're
and you're asking for a plan from Roderick O'Gorman. You also had a motion right to the Minister for Finance to ask for a plan for the business community in Killarney that's struggling to survive after the government decision to remove more beds from the tourism system and thus reducing the footfall and the spending power, which is what you've been talking about. This is a decision taken by this government that directly affects our businesses. And another motion then, that the proposed increase in the tourism VAT rate be suspended in the county of Kerry, as the government decisions have decimated our trade. Minister Pascal Donoghue needs to meet with local councillors to discuss it. So you're looking for the Minister to put off the VAT rate change due for the 1st of March, I think, putting it back up to 13.5%, and you want him to meet with G to talk about things.
Yeah, I and again, the reason I'm bringing these up is what will happen next April when we want to go back to a full summer season in the county of Kerry or in Killarney. How are you going to displace the people that you've brought in? How are you going to move them on? Now,
Are they going to be moved on? Will the contracts be there for next summer, or will there be? Will that buy us enough time to put them into more communal settings away from tourism and hospitality?
I don't think it will. I mean, you're talking over 3,500 people in the town of Killarney alone. This is the point, Jerry. I need to see a plan. People need to see a plan. People in Killarney, the social fabric of the town, they need to understand that this is the plan, this is what's going to happen, and we'll get back to normal in such a time. I understand the war is there, but I also understand there's greed there, Jerry. So people to think that I'm talking and blaming the government for all this, I'm not. There's also people
but
greed.
There's a need there. There's a need, are responding to that need.
There is
and the government
need.
Are in an emergency. They're saying we're in a wartime setting here. It's not ideal, but we've signed up to international agreements, European agreements, that we will do what we can, and we're going to continue to do it.
Yeah,
and
but
we
Jerry,
need all beds
100%.
Possible. That's what they're saying.
100% with the government. I don't disagree with that in any shape or form. And as I've said, they're more than welcome. But what about the small taxi driver, the small Jarvey, the small cafe owner, the shop owner that was making a living off trade from the street? Now that's gone, but you want that small cafe owner to still pay their rates, to still pay their workers, to still pay, and there's no plan for them. And that's what I'm saying. There needs to be a holistic approach to this. It's not just a case of throw 3,500 people in some place and the rest of the places
suffer. We'll see how
suffer.
It goes. Yeah.
So you're saying
the VAT rate is a place to the VAT rate would be a good place to start?
I think it's definitely a good place to start, because at the end of the day, I suppose the government make money from taxes and everything, but when you're taking all of these beds out of the system just in Killarney alone, never mind the rest of the county, which is also taking its fair share, I mean, where are they going to make their income? Where are they going to make their taxes next year? You know, you're going to have to incentivize people, and there's so many places, as you know and I know, that are closing down right now and not going to open again. And there needs to be a plan. There needs to be. I understand you're saying we have a war. I understand there's a war. I understand that. And I want to look after people. But I also understand that we have a life and people are living here. And we need to create a place where everybody can live and cohabit together. And at the moment, you'll see more people. 16 people last week in the town of Killarney lost their jobs. How many more people are going to lose their jobs? Because we're losing footfall. This is not about direct provision or Ukrainian refugees. This is about a plan. The plan has to be holistic. It cannot just be, we're in a war setting, my God, we got to flood the place. And no, there has to be some sort of a structure. This war is going on since last February now, so we're into October now. You know,
into November.
We have to have a plan.
What's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen? I'd like to understand what's gonna happen to my town.
Are you conscious of the awareness of government about this issue? The issue of has come up in reporting in recent days. There are growing concerns in government about the numbers of refugees arriving into the country and whether their needs can be met. The issue of hotel accommodation freeing up more capacity, key concern. The Taoiseach said, this is over the weekend, he was speaking, he said there's a need to free up more capacity that's already in the system, stating there's an issue with some refugees that are currently staying in hotel accommodation not wanting to move on. There was a reluctance, for example, for quite a number of whom are in hotels to move out into housing. There's been a constant challenge there because, understandably, if people are in a hotel with a group, they find some comfort there. They're more reluctant to move into a single house, and that's been a feature. So these are issues we have to deal with in terms of trying to create greater capacity with accommodation they've already secured, getting people to take up pledged accommodation and move into single houses rather than stay in hospitality centres. Now, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said as well, tourism in Ireland would be negatively impacted as the war in Ukraine and the housing of tens of thousands of refugees and hotels continues. He said it's likely the tourism sector next spring and summer will not be as good as hoped. And so they are aware that there is an issue and there is an impact.
I understand being aware, and it's easy to say the words and it's easy to say these things. But my point is, being aware and coming with a plan are two totally different things. Those 16 people that lost their jobs last week in Killarney are not worried about the words from Leo. They want to see action. They want to see a plan where they can get back to work and survive and make a living and pay their mortgages. Mm. And this is the point. I understand, and I keep stressing this because I don't want anybody thinking any otherwise. I keep stressing the fact that I understand there's a war, and I understand we need to look after people 100%. And as I said at the start of this conversation, their mental health is a big issue for me. But I have one question, Gerry, that nobody's asked, and I'd like to know the answer to this. Why would you displace some fabulous Ukrainian people who were staying in that hotel in Killarney a couple of weeks ago that was in all the papers? Why would you displace them and bring over 200 single males into the same hotel when they were happy there? They were okay there. Who made that decision?
Because you need somewhere. Because you need. Because the numbers of asylum seekers is also exponentially increasing, for whatever reason, and they need to be housed as well under our international. And you're in an emergency where pressure's on the system. None of it's ideal, but they have to be housed somewhere. You can't, and we have at the moment a situation in the desperate weather we have of a number of asylum seekers in a tent.
The point being, Ukrainians were settled there. These Ukrainians were settled there. We worked so hard to make sure they got their school. Some of them were actually going out to school in Ratmore. Everything was sorted. Everything was in good place. And they were in a good place. And all of a sudden, you want to move them and displace them. And you want to bring in 200 or 300 single males into the system that already has over 3,200 people. Who makes these decisions? And it's the social fabric of the town has to survive as well. Yeah. People have to live in Killarney.
And I understand your concerns, but do we need to be careful as well, though, about the language that's used when referencing this, because there are elements out there, particularly online, who are looking to use this issue now to further conspiracy theories and further hate speech and to promote the idea that the country's been taken over and all the people being brought in are up to no good and are going to destroy the fabric of our society.
And Jerry,
which isn't right
either. Those people need to get a grip on themselves, because they're going to find some sort of a hook to hang on anyway. But at the end of the day, we understand these people need to be looked after. But it's time now that there's a plan put in place for both the people being looked after and the tourism sector, which you just said it yourself, Leo. But you know, yesterday, Jerry, 10,975 people were homeless in this country. Mm. 10,975. Now, between greed and the government, something has to give. And I'd like to know the plan. And all I want is a plan for what's going to happen to the tourist season in Killarney. We want to welcome people back again. We want everybody to come and enjoy our town the way we love our town.
Yeah.
The social fabric of Killarney needs to come back. And the government have a plan in terms of bringing people in. So what's the plan in April?
That's what you want to know. Okay, final point on this, and it goes to what I was talking about there about people spreading misinformation online and trying to stoke up anti-immigrant sentiment, the same type of sentiment that was used against Irish immigrants down through the generations when we left here and went to other countries. A video was posting and circulating online yesterday. I think it was raised at the meeting. And a listener says, can you raise the issue of the video circulating online of a group of men harassing women in Killarney at night time during the week at the taxi rank? Was that issue raised at Killarney MD yesterday?
I didn't raise it. Do you know what? I hadn't seen it until after the thing, so I didn't bring it up at the meeting. Mm. And at the time, I didn't take any notice because I hadn't seen the video. But I have seen the video since. And it's not good looking and it's not good viewing. But again, these are the issues that need to be trashed out in a plan.
But it's a short 30 second video which shows a level of harassment, certainly. There's it looks like it's going to degenerate into a fight. I don't know if it did. I don't know if the people in the video were in fact asylum seekers or not, because it's just put out there this is what's happening. These people are being flooded in and they're destroying our town and our area. That's the sort of language that's coming from some quarters.
Yeah. And that's not a nice message to give away. And this is the point I'm trying to say. I understand we need to look after people, but there needs to be a proper plan. Plan, please. That's it. I'm not a racist, and I do not want to entertain anything close to that type of thinking. Mm. That's not my way of thinking, and that's not the people in Killarney's way of thinking. But there has to be a plan for the social fabric of our town, okay, and for the economic environment of our town.
Niall, finally,
you have to understand that all these small towns, people have to pay mortgages.
Yeah,
as well.
There's an ecosystem there. There's a small business ecosystem that will be impacted. So you want, that's why you're calling for the VAT change and other things. What sort of a response did you get at the MD meeting? Will those letters go to the Minister for Finance?
Yeah, I'm hoping they will. I'll be chasing it down with the council, and hoping that I get a meeting with Pascal. And look, it's not an angry meeting, but again, Pascal has to understand that if you're taking out 30 or 40% of the bed nights out of Killarney, that's 30, 40% of the spend power on the streets of Killarney gone as well. And you as a government have made that decision, plus the greed of the people doing it. And that's up there.
Are you being, look, just on that, are you being unfair on the people? Like, they're responding, and in fairness to them, they're responding to a demand, an international situation.
Yeah.
The government are pleading with them to please do it. So is it unfair? Are you being unfair on them to say they're greedy?
No.
I mean, if they weren't there, it'd be worse. There'd be more people in tents, surely.
Yeah, I'm not being unfair in terms of saying it, and then I'll tell you why. I think there's a bigger picture, and the bigger picture from a Killarney point of view would be our tourism product and how we project.
You feel
our
it, yeah, but you feel it's damaging. But again,
forward.
If it's coming from a government demanding it and pleading and saying we have to live up to it, it's not. You surely can't lay the blame at the people who are responding to a national call from the government. This is the government decision. This is an international EU decision. This is part of what we're doing to come to the aid of people who are in desperate situations, who are fleeing a war. There's rockets again falling in Kyiv. I understand what you're saying about displacement and the effect it's having, but surely that's a matter for the government, not the people who are responding to a plea from that government.
I think it's a matter for both. I think it's a matter for government in terms of coming up with a plan, please. We want a plan. I mean, this is, I didn't talk about the other businesses, but we, at the end of the day, what's going to happen in April in Killarney when we want to go back? What about right now when you're doing advanced bookings for all these tours and
for Christmas and for tours next year?
That
maybe comes down to information as to how long these contracts go on for and what will next spring look like. If that can be answered, that's the other situation. Okay, we're out of time, Councillor O'Callaghan. Thanks for talking to us on that on the programme this morning. That's Councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan. There are three separate motions before the Killarney Municipal District meeting, looking to talk to the Minister for Finance, looking for the VAT rate, which will go up again next March, to be put aside and put back and kept at 9% for the County of Kerry to reflect the displacement impact on tourism in Killarney and Kerry by the numbers of bed nights that are now gone and taken up by refugees and asylum seekers.